From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yo, 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 sorry about that. I had my own little technical difficulty falling over and busting
right.
My knee on the way. On the way over here.
Big
what's
Blue
up,
Roundtable.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on,
Steve,
Chris?
What's
How's
up?
Everything? It's good
oh,
times, man.
We're
good
here.
Times for sports. Man. Good times for sports. Good times.
Great time for sports, man. Great time for sports. Well, welcome, everybody. Big Blue Roundtable. Free agency episode here on the 15th of March, which is also the opening of the NCAA tourney this year. Hey, man, I've been engrossed. You been watching the game, Steve?
Yeah, of course. You already know that. Yeah, always keeping the tabs.
I've just been crazy about this, man. This is my favorite time of year, man. When these no-name schools just come out of nowhere and do their thing. So I'm just on cloud nine. I've been watching a lot of good football today. Oh man, look, this has been a good week to be a Giants fan too. So we have to swing into that.
Do you think?
It's about time. We've been having a whole bunch of, I wouldn't say total disappointment, but we've had some missteps recently, but they look like they're about to be behind us. Things are coming up, and that's one of the things we're going to swing into immediately, Steve. All right, man. Well, but before I say anything, let me just tell everybody, remind everybody to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google. You know, Bleed Blue Show. You type that in, you'll find us for sure. Even on YouTube, man, with the / put on, you'll see all the archives episodes from all of everything KGYR, Knicks, Giants, Yankees, Rangers, also the recent shows that Steve just did, Ranger Proud, two nights ago, and Knickerbocker Ave Fan Forum that every Wednesday covering the Knickerbockers and with the goings on there. So, and of course the Yanks, of course, every Monday. The season's starting to come up, and it's going to be another bright.
Oh, I can't wait for that on Monday. Are you not excited for 28?
Awesome.
Are you not excited for 28 from the Yankees?
I very much am. And as I'll say when I join the show on Monday, I'm looking for some decent pitching. That's all I'm going to say right now because this is not the Yankees show, but that's what I'm looking forward to. I want a complete year, and I think we can do it. Remember to download our Bleed Blue Show anyway for all the archives on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, and like I said, go to bleedblueshow.com/podcast for recent episodes of everything. All right, Steve.
Yo, before you continue on, I got to say this. I said it on all the episodes. If not, I continue to say this because last week, was our bye week because every
right.
so often the Bleed Blue Show needs its own bye week to recharge and get uh-huh. back into the flow of things. But the stakeholder spotlights all last week, phenomenal guys, and listen to their stories. I can't argue it enough. And I think even yesterday's Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum podcast, the appreciation and the love from those people enjoying what we do on the stakeholder spotlight. I got to say, man, and the feedback I get in the inboxes and phone calls that we share a lot of these stories from everyday sports fans. I got to say thank you to all those who have listened to these stories on the stakeholder spotlights, man. I really, really, really appreciate that. And also, I'm pretty sure those who are sharing their stories love the fact that and they really appreciate their stories being heard as well. So the stakeholder spotlights all last week. Shout outs to all those guys who have done their and been on the forum for the fans, man. It's just much, much appreciated. Man, let me see.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of things we got to discuss. First, we got NFL free agency, but in particular, Giants free agency. Because Giants, we're the Giants, of course, but we'll probably touch up on a little bit of everything. I know a lot of feedback about Odell Beckham Jr. and social media. We can have that dialogue as well. A couple of other free agents, Chris, have been released. Is there possible fits with the Giants? We can have that discussion too. It's a lot to discuss, man.
Wow. So all the All the stakeholders are in the ready in the queue right now, bro, and they are all itching. I gotta admit, I'm a little surprised that we got as many as we do. I thought they'd be, you know, stocking up
well,
on NCAA ball.
But at the same time,
I'm not. So yeah, I'm a little surprised, but not a lot of surprise. But we gonna swing into it. Let's swing into it, man. So Steve, what's the order, man? Let's do this.
Let's do a quick roll call. Introduce everybody, okay. And I think it's only going to be right if we give everybody a fourth minute and nothing more than a fourth minute, because we do have a lot of stakeholders who want to see their piece on available topics, acquisitions, trades, free agency signings. So let's do a quick intro. Let's get everybody in just to say hello. Just a quick hello. Not long winded. Because the quicker you are with your intro, the quicker we can get into the dialogue. So we'll start. Let's start with the worm. We'll go with the worm first. Quick intro, and then we get right down the line. Worm, what's going on? How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, what's
all right?
What's going on?
What's
fellas?
Up, worm?
Hey, what's
up,
man?
What up? So far, I'm 8-0 today in my brackets.
Wow.
I hate you.
Wow,
worm.
Really?
Good start for the tournament.
Oh,
that Miami game was really nice.
Yeah, I lost Oklahoma, so let me keep on going. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Stay right there. Stay right there. All right, we're gonna go back to him. Let's get to Ray. Ray, what's going on? How you doing? Quick intro.
What's good, family? What's going on?
Ray,
nothing much, man. How
what's
you doing?
Up, Chief?
I'm good, man. I'm just ready to talk about this Giants stuff, man.
Okay.
Really?
All right. We'll be right back.
I can't wait to hear from
we'll
you
be
on
right
that.
Back. Yeah.
All right.
Let's see.
So let's go Chantel the Rebel. I know she has a lot to say, but quick intro. This is a quick intro time, so let's
this
get
is
her
just
on.
An intro shout
Chantel,
out. What's up, girlfriend?
Chantel, what's going
hey,
on?
Hey, I'm just getting in from work, trying to get on my work clothes and ready to talk some Giants football. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Rebellious. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
All right.
So let's go, Steve.
Let's go 3,000 miles. Let's get Jason from the Big Blue of Arizona on Facebook and also on Instagram. Jay, what's up, man? How you doing? Frontliner.
Yo, it's been 2 weeks. How y'all doing?
What's up, Jay?
Oh, man.
Hey, it's good. Man. Hey, real quick, Jason here with Big Blue of Arizona. It's about 79 degrees, and I'm hanging out here with the ghost himself, Tom Coughlin. The ghost is with me.
Put him on the phone. No, never mind. Wow. All right. All right, good enough. All right,
Jason.
I like 80 degrees.
Come back
right,
to Jason real quick. Let's go to... matter of fact, let's stay out in that west because I think this is Steve in L.A. Steve, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, man, good. He had a great story. Check out his stakeholder spotlight, man. Real good stuff, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. I liked all the stakeholders that week. It was all very interesting shows. I hope people are over the panic of the first day when things didn't seem to go right and are at least a little more rational now, but we'll see when people see what they have to say.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, all right, let's hold on. Steve, let's see who else is next. Go to Sim. Get a Sim on.
What's Sim is there?
It's somewhere. Where are
we at? Camp, I know you're there.
He was there. He was there. All right, we'll come back to him. All right, fly high. Let's get to the G6. G6, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing much, man.
Is it all good? All right.
Oh, yeah. It's all good, man. I mean, hey, you just got about being patient, man, and letting the pieces of the puzzle fit into place. That's it.
That's right. That's right. All right. That's fair enough.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back. Go ahead, bro.
All right, hold on. Let's get to Lou. Let's bring on Lou. Where is he at? Lou, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
All I can say is go Seton Pirates. They beat NC State today. wonderful.
They just beat the Wolfpack.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Jersey needs to be represented some kind of way. So I appreciate that.
Right. I'm a Jersey boy. What can I say?
That's right. There you go. There you go. Rep them up. Rep them up. That's right. That's right. All right, Steve. Let's move on.
All right, one more. Let's see. We've got a couple more. Let's see. Call in. Ending in 5861. Who's this? 5861.
It's Q. It's Q.
Oh, the word. Oh, the mask. The mask.
The mask himself.
Yeah.
What up, man? What's good?
Yeah.
What's good?
Real Giants Talk has this guy here, man. Real Giants Talk. Wow.
Just telling people to stay calm. Okay? I've seen a lot of the boards blow up over what happened. Everybody's panicking. And I'm like, just stay calm and let the GM do what the GM gets paid for.
That's right. I agree.
All right.
I agree. And it's coming right. It's coming together perfectly by staying out of his way. All right.
Shout out to Q.
All right, Steve.
Let's get Mike on. Let's get on Mike. Mike, what's going on? Wellington Black Mara. Welly, what is it? Welly Mara? What do you call himself now?
Henny White.
Wow.
Henny White.
Henny White. Henny White. Black White. Wow. Well, y'all bugging, man. What's up, Steve? How you been, man? What's up, Chris?
What's up, Steve?
Man, we missed you last week, man. Don't you ever take off at the same time again.
Oh,
I know you heard it.
Steve, but you didn't hear it here first.
But I know you heard it. Anyway, well, that's a reflection on your show, man. That's what y'all do.
Anyway, man,
you know, it's all about DG right now, getting the ducks in a row. And like the last caller most eloquently put it, there's no need to rush. There's no need to get excited. Hey, guess what? You can get excited if you want to. DG driving the bus anyway. So nothing we can do at home is going to affect the outcome of what DG does or how he does it. As a matter of fact, you know, you don't know what kind of deals is being worked on right now at Giant Central. We just have to sit back, relax, and listen. This is not Reese, all right? Let's act like give the man some credit. Act like he know what he's doing. Give him some room. Give him a minute, and let this guy, in his infinite wisdom, come up with a plan that's going to benefit us all. Look, I mean, you thought he missed out on the big Norwell. He turns around, gets us a tackle we need. Now we can finally move Flowers over to his natural side. You know, just let the man.
Hold on, Mike.
Guess what?
Hold on, Mike.
Wait, Mike.
Let's get
the shout-out moment, brother.
All right. Hold your thoughts. Chris, Mike brought up the great points as far as the acquisitions. I know we're going to lead it off. Everybody got to get a fourth minute because you need a fourth minute. But when we get to that fourth
everybody's
minute,
get a fourth
we got to cut it off because everybody has to get their opinion. All the acquisitions we could talk about, like Mike said, like was it a blessing in disguise that we actually got what we needed? It's more so a left tackle than an inside guard with Nate Solder. We could talk about Kareem Martin as far as being a beacher guy. We could talk about all the other the signings. You get Pat Oma from the Jaguars, which was kind of like a fallout. I would say a fallout, but a spinoff with the Norwell going to Jacksonville. We can discuss how you want to look at the combination of the lines right now, how we could attack the draft. We talked, we didn't talk about Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie being cut. We can have that dialogue if people want to have that. Anywhere they want to go, we're resigning of Brett Jones. Man, so many things. And of course, in a lot of the backfall with Odell Beckham Jr. and social media. And I felt that a lot of the fan base was divided on that, man.
Okay.
And let's not
then
forget about the
what?
Trade with Alec Ogletree. That was my favorite one right there.
Okay, so let's do this. Since everybody's going to get a fourth minute, everybody on this line thus far heard everything that Steve just said, why don't you guys take the floor for your 4 minutes to be totally monitored, okay? So you won't get – it's actually called a three-minute long-winded timer, but it's going to be called a fourth-minute long-winded timer for this purpose only. That is that we got so much to discuss, as Steve just did. So much to cover. You guys saw all the acquisitional stuff. There's more to come as we see. I don't think I'll be too stringent. Use your 4 minutes wisely, man. Address everything that was just mentioned. Because hey, and we're gonna start off with the worm and go around. Because hey, this is an exciting moment. We don't normally get this excited. We've had off-season shows and off-season forums and off-season dialogue, but this one is getting really, really interesting in the most positive way. So the best way to do it is, hey, let's start breathing. 929-477-4171. This is the Big Blue Roundtable Show, free agency. Let's roll. Worm, where are you, sir? I know he's here.
You know, I was fuming last week when a certain video came out with a certain receiver that we have. And it's sad that we still have to discuss this nonsense. You know, I mean, I love Odell on game day. I really do. You know, he makes great catches. You know, you take away the shenanigans here and there, you know, the antics. He's a game changer. But the off-the-field stuff, I realize there's life outside of football. I realize he's young. You know, I realize he's making a lot of money. You know, he's a star. He's a big face in the metropolitan area. I get it. But at what point are we going to stop making excuses for his stupid behavior? At what point are we going to say, enough is enough, grow up or get out? You know, it's ridiculous that, you know, year after year, we have to discuss his behavior. You know, it's not needed, and it's just tiring. You know, it just seems like, you know, a good portion of his fan base just makes excuses for him because he's Odell, because he's a star player. He should be held accountable for his actions. And this is why, and it's going to tie in, you know, to having Soldier come in here. He's a leader. And he's going to help culture in that locker room and hold players accountable for their actions. Well, you know, the same thing with Jonathan Stewart. He's a leader. He's a veteran. He's been around. And he's going to hold players accountable for their actions. And this is something that, you know, Odell never was really held accountable for. They just let him do whatever he wanted. It was the Odell Beckham Giants, you know, the Odell Beckham show. There's 50-something other players on this roster, you know, after final cuts are made. You don't see any of them acting like a complete jackass. And that's what he's doing. You know, everybody else can, you know, toe the line and act like a sensible person except for him. And, you know, it's like there's a double standard. And the ones that use, you know, Lawrence Taylor did this in the 80s. Lawrence Taylor did that in the 80s. You can't compare the two. That's a totally weak argument. There were rules that were made because of Lawrence Taylor. The NFL teams threw free agency and drafts to stop Lawrence Taylor. You know, he changed football. Odell Beckham made his biggest highlight of his career is a one-handed catch against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. LT played with a separated shoulder. LT played with screwed up knees. LT played through injuries. You know, he kept going. You never saw him, you know, I mean, I know social media wasn't, you know, there when, you know, he played and he did have his skeletons in his closet and things that he did, but at least he was accountable for what he was doing. Now, you know, I've said my piece with Odell. I'm done with it, but it's just to the point where it's embarrassing. Is what it is. Let's fast forward into free agency.
1 minute.
You know,
left,
the Giant fans, they need to, you know, take a Xanax, have a drink, you know, chill a minute. You know, just stop panicking. We just signed our franchise left tackle that we haven't had in a long time. You know, Gattelman's getting the work done. He brought in Ogletree, which is a draft pick that the Giants should have made a couple of years ago, but Jerry Reese passed. You know, same thing with Soldier. Jerry Reese passed on that, he got outmaneuvered. Gattelman's building this team up. He's not going to be able to change this team over the course of a year. It's going to take a little bit, but he's going to make the Giants respectable, and he's going to hold these players accountable for their actions, which is something that this franchise hasn't done in the last 5 to 6 years. These guys are going to have to answer good or bad for their actions on the field and off the field. And it's going to be a culture change, and it's going to be a culture shock to some of these players. And these fans need to relax and understand that. And, you know, stop coddling some of these players because of what their name is.
Yep.
Hey, but, you know,
that was a hell of a,
that's basically it.
I got you. Thank you, Worm. That was Worm speaking for a lot of Giant fans, Steve. All right. So
that was the Worm.
That was the absolute Worm. Oh, wow. Okay, Big Blue Show. Let's move on. Who's up, Steve? Let's keep this keep the show moving. Where is the Ray?
Yo, what's good?
Talk to me, homie. 4 minutes.
Hey,
feel
listen. Hey, Worm had a lot of good points, man. I was one of them Giants fans. I kind of at first. We just got Stewart, and I'm like, yo, what's going on here? Like, but I see what Gettleman's doing. He's building up a line now, you know what I'm saying? And what I noticed about Gettleman is he's basically trying to get rid of players that Reese took. He's trying to do his own thing. So now I'm starting to see everything come together. I'm like, okay, I respect that. You know, we got Nate. Nate, that's a good pickup, you know what I'm saying? And now he's building that line little by little. I mean, it's not gonna be overnight. But I see what Gettleman's doing now. I'm like, oh, okay. Even though the Jonathan Stewart pick was kind of, signing was kind of suspect to me because I'm like, yo, this dude like 31, and you know. But I kind of understand he's trying to bring leaders in. You know what I'm saying? Because we need that in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as the Odell Beckham situation, everybody know how I feel. Everybody see my Facebook. Everybody know what's up. I was upset because let's be honest. Yeah, he is young, but that's not an excuse. You've been on the team for 4 years, and you sat there and said, oh, I'm a changed person. But you going around and hanging out with dots, you know what I'm saying, and getting a little comfortable. And, you know, they film you while you know it, and that's what happens. And Odell needs to stop. He said he wants to make 20 a year, 20 mil. It's not happening. If you keep acting like that, John's going to get tired of me. Guess what? We're going to trade you out of here. Because we don't need that. I'm just tired, and I'm tired of people comparing them and bringing up the whole Lawrence Taylor thing. Yeah, all right, Lawrence Taylor had his demons, whatever, but Lawrence Taylor came to play every Sunday. Lawrence Taylor was 3-time defensive player of the year. Lawrence Taylor's the greatest linebacker ever. You know what I'm saying? He won championships. Odell hasn't won nothing yet. He hasn't even won a playoff game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm tired of that comparison. You know, Odell just needs to cut it out. Because sooner or later, John's going to get tired of him. Guess what? You got to go. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with OV and JPP. They need to step their game up this year because if not, they got to go too. We're paying these dudes a lot of money. They're not pulling a quarterback in their ass like they should be. That's why you're getting paid for it. And I'm tired of that too. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the signings, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? We're starting to build that offensive line where like we need to. You know what I'm saying? And now I kind of understand where Gettleman's going. You know, he's building his own thing now. You know what I'm saying? He's breaking down stuff from the past. And the linebacker, Ogletree, that was a good pickup. And then that other dude he got from Arizona, I never even heard of him. But, you know what I mean? I mean, he's basically doing his thing. And we build it little by little. I panic a little bit, and I want to apologize. But now I understand where Gettleman's going. You know what I'm saying? And we just got to be patient as Giants fans and see and take it from there. You know, so, you know, I mean, so far we're doing all right, and I just hope that Gettleman keeps it going. You know what I'm saying? And Giants fans, please stop with this honey badger. We need honey badger. No, we don't need honey badger. He's going to want a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? We good with what we got. And the DRC cut, I was upset because I'm like, okay, you cut RDC, but he's still producing. Why is Eli Apple still on our team? He's a bum, and I've been saying this for months. He's a bum. He got to go. Like, cut him. They should have cut him instead of DRC, man, on some real shit. And that's all I got for now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I got to tell you, I got to add this, though. And Steve, I know you know this. You know what, Ray? The one who's been yelling and screaming on for social media loudest about Honey Badger coming on his team is Alec Ogletree.
Yup.
He's been tweeting left and right about him. Homeboy, you got to come out here. This is the new connection. We're going to do it. All of this left and right. He's been the guy. So he's been recruiting them. That's why I stayed out of the argument. If a new Giant is trying to recruit another to come on this team and perform the same way that he did at the team that had a defense that was successful as they were, I have no complaints about that at all. So that's why I pretty much stayed out of that. 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Roundtable. This is the free agency show. Chantel, the Rebel, you're up, girlfriend. Chantel. Okay. You got there?
One twice.
Chantel.
All right.
All right.
My phone was on mute, and it was
that's
on.
A big old disease right there. You ain't supposed to do that.
Sorry.
You probably got about 3 or 4 sentences out, maybe a paragraph. You probably got verses out, man. And another thing.
Stop.
Talking to yourself.
No, stop making me laugh, because then you won't make me miss off 4 minutes.
Okay. The timer starts now.
Anyway, let me say this real quick. I think all y'all know that I am not the biggest Odell Beckham fan. I cheer for the New York Giants, not the New York Odells, not the New York Beckhams. I cheer for the Giants. With that being said, he's not my problem. He's not an issue to me. I leave that nonsense, that mess, I leave it to Tish, I leave it to Mara, and I leave it to Gettleman. He's either in or he's out. I'm just so sick and tired of seeing this nonsense with fans like, oh, my God, Beckham's doing this. Oh, my God, Beckham. Listen, I don't care, all right? Y'all are disturbing my morning tea with this nonsense. Shut up. Because at the end of the day, none of us has the final say. We can bitch, we can be pissed, but it all comes down to what ownership wants to do. So I'm going to let them handle that nonsense. Another thing that I wanted to get into, I agree with everybody here. All y'all got to calm down, because you know what? None of y'all said anything until y'all started seeing signings on Tuesday night. Y'all understand, free agency didn't start until yesterday. So what everybody else was doing, let them do it. We got to pay attention to us. Y'all got to calm down. Y'all got to chill. And y'all also have to pay attention to who's on the market. You can't just sit there and say, oh, we're going to get Andrew Norwell. We need to, y'all do know there's other dudes out there besides Norwell, right? I mean, there's other guys out there with other positions that we need. Y'all do know we needed a left tackle, shoulder. Y'all do know that we needed a corner. I'm not so high on Teddy Williams. And y'all do know that Gettleman did make that trade for Alec Ogletree. The sixth and the fourth kind of bothers me a little bit, but what can you do? Now we have a linebacker. So that's one thing. Another thing is, let me say this about the draft again. Okay, we're still in the thick of free agency right now. There's still going to be a couple of signings that we have to do, and unfortunately for a couple of y'all, Honey Badger's not going to be it. Dude didn't want to take a pay cut in Arizona. He didn't take a pay cut with it. What makes you think he's going to come over here cheap? What? Because Ogletree is on Twitter talking about come over, bro. Dude, you want to help pay him? I mean, you want to take a nice – I hope he's going to really take a chunk out of his check and pay for him to come over here, because, one, dude wants too much, and, two, dude couldn't stay healthy. Didn't he – I think he, like, tore his ACL, like, twice or something. That's track 2 and 3 right there. Exit stage left, and don't look back, please. We won't be calling you back for a casting. So leave that needs to be left alone. And I'm one of those people who was pissed off about DRC. I did not want him to go. I knew he was going to be one of the guys to go. Another one I'm probably looking at is Orleans Darkwa. But I said this before. Gettleman is running the ship now. Gettleman's calling the shots. There's no Jerry Reese anymore. So there's going to be a lot of moves and a lot of head scratchers that we're going to be looking at like, huh? What? Why didn't you get rid of Apple? Why didn't you do that? He's going to be doing things that we don't necessarily agree with, but it might just work in the end. So, you know, just let the man work. And another thing, y'all have to get ESPN Mobile, NFL Mobile, whatever, that's sending you some real news, because that Norwell shit about, oh, it's guaranteed $60 million 5 years, none of that was true because nothing official came out. Y'all can't go around on social media believing anything that comes out. You listen to everything. You'll fall for anything. So, you know, let the real people upstairs who actually can give you right news tell you what's going on, because then you'll just be sitting there falling for anything.
Okay. But I would like to say one thing.
Chris, she just cleared the bases, man.
She sure did. She sure did. We're way behind.
Standing up
now.
Triple.
She did, but I will tell. I just want to say one thing. I don't
say
think
it.
The people, the alphabets that you just mentioned in that last sentence, I don't think they're all that truthful and reliable either.
Listen. I believe when NFL Mobile goes off on my phone, that shit means that it's really happening. That it's really
NFL
going
mobile,
down.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes,
say that.
Chris, I said ESPN Mobile and NFL Mobile. Everybody else is just nothing but y'all just some gossip folk talking about something that's not even official. That's what I mean. So just go and get that and stop listening to everybody else, because not everybody's correct.
Woo. Okay, let me go get some water so I can put out this fire that you just threw on here.
Woo! Arson.
Got it. I'm splashed. All right, thank you, Rebel. That's the number one Chantel Rebel right there. She brought the fire, and I have put it out a little bit. Well, just dim it, because she'll be back. Okay, 929-477-4171. Jason. Hey, man, bring it, bro.
Bring it. Wow. She hit it. She hit it far. man, wow. I don't know if I can top that, but we're going to really quickly segment this thing. Jonathan Stewart, he was brought in for leadership and to teach all these young people how to be a professional athlete. Okay, I've had some arguments with people that Eli Manning is the face, the leader. Isn't that supposed to be his job to hold the locker room, teach everybody how to be professional? What is Jonathan Stewart going to do that Eli Manning should be doing or should do before his departure? I didn't understand that, because I just don't. It was an okay signing. We have four running backs, I believe. I think my guy, you know I'm a big Darkwa guy. I'm going to be really upset if number 26 is replaced by another 26. I hope you guys didn't catch that. But, yeah, Darko looks like could be the odd man out. I'm going to be really upset about that, really upset about that. That dude is – I like that guy a lot. Sure. The free agency signing, it was expected, I think, throughout my Arizona community of the Big Blue of Arizona. The words were that was a fuckload of money. 30 years old, that is a lot of money. We kind of were need versus necessity, and we had to go that route. You ask me who Omama is, a Hog Molly, I'd be like, who? Who is this guy? I don't know of him. I think some other people might know who he is, but if you ask me who he was, I couldn't tell you if he was a football player, a basketball player, or a hockey. I don't know. So he's never been a household name or anything referred to as a stud. I don't think he's even I don't even think he's a second team All Pro, just like Solder is. None of those guys that they've signed so far have been anything less than a second-team All-Pro. I was hoping for second-team All-Pros to sign as free agents, but I guess beggars can't be choosers. And my last thing, and this is where I hope to hit the home run. I mentioned earlier in my intro the ghost of Tom Coughlin. There were a lot of people on a lot of the social media. We're talking License Plate Joe. We're talking Jordan Renan, Art Stapleton, punking out Tom Coughlin for screwing the Giants. I just want everybody to know the only issue with these people being mad about where Andrew Norwell went, if they have issues, you leave Tom Coughlin alone. That guy is a hero. If there's any war between the Jaguars and the Giants, they should direct their issues to the Maras and the Tishes. They started this war. Coughlin works for another team. He's doing what's in the best interest for his team. And lastly, I'm going to say this, and hopefully this is the home run right here. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be Mara, you could be Tish, you could be Reese, you could even be Gettleman. None of those guys could walk around in Tom Coughlin's Sunday Dockers khakis, period.
Wow. Okay, that did close the show. Woo! What is going on with Steve? What is going on with our faithful, man? Everyone is bringing passion tonight.
Yeah, Jason from the Big Blue of Arizona just dropped the mic.
Whoa.
Shout out to Jason.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate that.
Big Blue of Arizona on Facebook and Instagram. Give them a follow. Big Blue of Arizona on Facebook and Instagram.
And Instagram. Got it.
Yep.
All right. We're going to continue this Big Blue Roundtable here with Steve from L.A. Sir,
can,
your 4 minutes.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Start now.
Hey, can you put me to the end of the line? I'm on the phone on a work call.
Oh, gotcha. Right. He's at the end of the line.
We'll hold him. All right.
We'll hold that. Okay. Where are we
Let's
going,
go
Steven?
To next after that. G6 is next. Let's go to the G6. Fly
the
high.
The comparable fly high G6?
All right.
What up, G?
Look. Yo, uh-oh. Look, man. I was gonna chop some heads off. And
oh,
I was gonna really tell some people a new ass. But
however,
I ain't gonna do it, man. It's a new day.
Why not?
I'm gonna relax. I'ma relax like Nori said, I'ma relax. Look, man, look. At the end of the day, you have a salary cap, right? You go in with a plan, and you do the best you can do. You don't – look, just because you haven't heard of a player, that doesn't mean that player is not serviceable or is not a good player. Hell, Snacks should have been a Pro Bowl, should have been a Pro Bowler this year. Did he make the Pro Bowl? No. If you – that doesn't mean anything with accolades. That doesn't mean anything to me. Can you play football? That's all I care about. I do my research, and I do my film study, and I do my own opinion. I don't care what anybody say. I want to see it with my own eyes. Just about every player that Gettleman has picked up, I went and did research on when I had the time to do it and wanted to see my own stuff. Every player he's got is going to play a part. Down to Teddy Williams, who nobody knows. I know him because I'm here in Carolina. He comes from Carolina. I'm here in Carolina. I'm here in town, so I know who he is. He's a special teams ace. So he's going to play his part. He's not going to be on the first wide receiver. He's going to be a special teams guy. So we're getting guys that are serviceable. They got a role to play, and we have a certain amount of money. That's what you got to keep in mind here. At the end of the day, look, man, DRC, get off the team. I wanted them all. I'm glad. You know why? This dude is on IG with Power Ranger suits and acting a fool. Bro, where's the leadership? That's what's wrong with the Giants for the last 5 years. Yeah, you can play, but your leadership is terrible, bro. You're not a leader of this team. I don't see Luke Kuechly doing that. I don't see Thomas Davis doing that. I don't see these players doing that, these true leaders of their football team. I see players like Jonathan Stewart going out in the community and being a true leader in the locker room. Ogletree, his ex-teammates were upset. All the way down to Aaron Donald were upset when he got traded. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe you traded him. He's the leader of the team. That's the kind of players I want in this locker room. A fourth-round pick that was a comp pick, give him that pick. That was a free fourth rounder, bro, and a sixth rounder for Ogletree, who's balled out every single year. What are you talking about right now? Odell Beckham, I can care less, man. That's fake news to me. until the Giants release a statement or the NFL release a statement, that's fake news. I don't even want to hear about nothing about no Odell Beckham. At the end of the day, the pieces that David Gettleman are putting in place is he doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. When he cut Steve Smith from Carolina, when he cut D'Angelo Williams, I heard the same shit here for weeks until they made it to the Super Bowl. And the air, oh, boy, that Gettleman sure know what he's doing. Relax. Be patient. This man know exactly what he's doing. This is why I don't call into the show this time of year like that, because people who don't do their research and look up stuff and see it for their own eyes don't get the full picture. That's why I don't call in. Because, look, you got to – when we get a player, go see for yourself. Just about every player in the league is on YouTube in some degree. Even the guard from Jackson, from Jaguars. It's clips of him on YouTube. Go watch it for yourself. The dude is nice, but he's not going to be out of nowhere. The dude is nice, but he's not going to beat out of nowhere.
G6 has hit on the point I've been stressing from day one on this platform, Chris. We go to the next thing. I'll be real quick. Do your own research. If you didn't get anything out of from the G6 on that, from Mr. Fly High himself, do your own. No, for real.
Own research.
Giant fans, sports fans, do your own research. He is 500% correct on that. Stop following beat writers. Stop following these fake news. It's really fake news at the end of the day. Study the tape. Watch the individual player and form your own opinion. G6, I can't thank you enough for that message, man. That's exactly what fans need to do. Appreciate that, man. Mm-hmm. Who's next, Chris?
Appreciate that. We are up to Lou. Lou, my
all right,
man, what's
gentlemen.
Going on, sir?
All right. Well, I'll say one thing. This free agency period has enough to make your head spin. And, of course, you know, some big names got traded. I was just going over some of the transactions that happened, and actually one player got his deal, shall we say, revoked. Wide receiver really? Ryan Grant.
Really?
Yeah, the deals got voided. He failed his physical.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just happened today. It dates back to an ankle injury.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And, you know, how could Odell Beckham go from the face of the franchise to almost like what seems to be some of a criminal act? He's going from a hero to a zero.
Well,
you know, just
that's until he catches the first two touchdowns in the first game, man. That's how I look at it. I'm not making an excuse for what he did, Lou. I'm just saying,
right.
You know, based on what G6 and Steve just alluded to, you know, that goes away the minute the heroism comes into play. That's basically what I was saying. Continue, sir.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, when he first came into the league and made that spectacular catch, everybody was just praising his works and everything, and now he's a laughing stock of the league. Not just the Giants, but of probably football in general.
Okay.
I mean, this kid looked like he was, you know, to be the role model, and now it's like, you know, they're all just true. His reputation, I believe, is now tarnished.
Wow. Okay.
You know, my nephew, I mean, you know, loved the guy. You know, he's got to think about his image and how, you know, young players, you know, look up to him, man. Then he pulls this act. Like he's become, you know, shall we say, a bit of a freak.
Okay. Okay, hello. Keep talking.
Yeah.
You got another minute.
Oh, wow. Only another minute. Okay. Well, I mean, it's just a shame how, you know, how these players can go from greatness to just, you know, trashy, just like that, all because of, you know, it's just like this. I mean, does the status of being trying to be a superstar get to them, and it forces them to do these ridiculous acts? I mean, you know,
from Lou. That was Lou. We're on the mask right now, Steve. The mask.
Bring on the mask.
When I see that.
All right. Real quick. All right. People are on social media freaking out. They don't understand how free agency actually works, okay? We're getting players. We're building up for the 90-man roster that starts training camp. Then we break it down to 53 by the time the end of preseason goes. We're going to be signing draft picks. We're going to be signing unrestricted free agents who are draft picks. Now, with this being said, I'm about to allude to this draft thing. Frank and I, Worm and I have talked about this. Okay? Everybody is on Saquon Barkley. Me personally, I think we trade down because we only have 5 picks in this year's draft. Okay? You have a willing trade partner in Buffalo who want to trade up to go get Josh Rosen. Okay?
Okay.
Utilize that to stack picks. This is how championship teams are made. This is how New England was able to run the table every year in the AFC East. They traded picks. They built through the draft, not through free agency, not going after household names, you know, in free agency. They sat still in free agency. Yeah, they signed one or two players, one or two key players, role players. But you hit your home run in the draft, especially in the later picks, because that's where you get your value. You see what I'm saying? These Giants fans are like flipping out on social media, and I'm like, yo, it just started, people. It just started. Calm down. We're not going to sign every big name. You know, such and such gets released. Oh, we need to sign him. Really? And how do you suggest to utilize him, sir?
Well, it's just a name. It's just a name.
Just like Barkley is a name. People don't understand. College running backs, when they turn professional, okay, the game, the ante is up by 10 times 10, okay? Yeah, he was great in college, okay? Pro is a different level altogether. Everybody is fast in the pros. Everybody. You may be fast in college. You may run a 4.3 in college. But, yeah, so can everybody else in the pros. And this is what people do not understand, okay? My thing is trade down. Get value for the amount of picks because you're also going to be building depth. You're not going to sign everybody in free agency. You're going to probably cut some big names in free agency. This is what people don't understand. You're not going to keep everybody that you have signed in free agency, especially if they get outplayed by rookies. Mic drop.
Whoa. That's what that was. All right. The mask, everyone. The mask.
Shout out to the mask.
Shout out. Bleed Blue. Remember us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, Bleed Blue Show. Henny White. Or Wellington Black Mara, the incomparable Mike Black.
Yeah.
You got the floor, sir.
You know what? Man, this is rough. Initially, I was, trade down. If we had the opportunity to get this kid Barkley at the top of the leaderboard, I said, you know what, let's get him. I mean, initially – the thing was to trade down for value. But what Gettleman's doing now, he's getting a lot of that through free agency. I think that if you have the opportunity to get a generational player, let's face it, this guy has talent off the charts, man. I mean, he's off the charts. If he falls to number 2, we need to get this kid. That's a one-in-a-lifetime running back that we can have right here. I mean, would you pass on Jim Brown? This guy's a Hall of Famer. I mean, initially, you're going to pass on a Hall of Famer for 5 bumps? No, you're going to take the Hall of Famer. this is a no-brain pick if he's there. If he's not there, okay, trade down, do your thing. Get what we need. What do we need? What do we still need? We need a guard. What has priority where we stand? What has priority? You know, I mean, we still look. After this Reese, after this Reese tenure, what he's done to us the last 2-3 drafts, we in the hole, man. We in the hole. So we got to dig ourselves out. But when we have top picks, we need to get top players. Let's face it. That's how New York Football Giants get back on the map, fielding top players, go back to our great teams. We had great players. That's what we need. We don't need to, you know, double up on bums. What we do need is top players, and you need to trade and do what you got to do to get them. Hey, if it means trading up to get a stud, well, let's do that. Now's the time to get some top picks, top players. We're not going to be here. We may not be here again. And let's face it, no matter what you do this year, next year I believe is going to be our year. But at least build the foundation for next year, this year, okay? Next year we're going to look a lot better on the cap. We're going to be sitting in a lot better position depending on what JPP and Olivier Vernon do. There's a lot of moves we can make next year that we really can't make this year. But we can build a foundation for next year by hitting them hard this year. And that means if Eli's your dude at quarterback, go ahead, man, get this kid Barkley. If he's there, you got to get him. If he's not there, you trade down. You get, you know, it's going to be a run on quarterbacks. Let's face it. There's going to be a run on quarterbacks. I trust in Gettleman. See what he's going to do. I'm not the GM he is. Let's see what Gettleman does. But I'm just saying, do not pass on a Hall of Fame player.
Okay. That's Henny White. Or is it Wellington Black Mara? I just can't. Sometimes I miss the mark with you, bro. Please excuse me. Mike Black. All right, Bleed Blue Show. You're listening to the free agency episode. This is a special episode where everybody gets their 4 minutes of life to do their thing. The topics they vary. You can talk about this. We can address the Giants free agency, this Odell and Instagram thing, our acquisitions, anything that you got. Anything that you got, even NFL free agency, if you feel like it. The number is 929-477-4171. Stephen Chris on doing the damn thing again on a Thursday night. Spartacus is in the house. What's up, sir?
What's up, fellas? Hey, glad to be back, man. No, it's been a minute. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to everybody. Hey, man, just wanted to cover a few things, man. You know,
4 minutes, man. You got the floor.
I appreciate you, brother. Hey, man. On Odell Beckham, man, I'm gonna say something here, and maybe all you guys can identify with what I'm gonna say. You can have a face of a franchise, and you can have somebody that can be the most popular player on your team. Guess what? Those are two different things, in my opinion. Okay, you think of some of the legendary Giants players, and then you think of some of the most popular players. Like when I think of the 86 Giants, the face of the franchise was Lawrence Taylor, but some of the most popular players on that team was Phil McConkey, Mark Bavaro, you know, Lee Rousseau. If we really want to take it back like that, you know, those are players that were popular, and they became popular because of what they did on the field, you know. If someone wants to sit here and tell me that Beckham's the face of the franchise, and I don't care what y'all saying is in his hands, but you laid up in some hotel with some chick, it's three lines of coke on the table, you know. That was enough for me. This guy's a fucking bum, all right? And I'm going to tell you right now, how many wide receivers have Eli turned to Pro Bowlers? Steve Smith? Plaxico Burress.
Keep going.
We can go on for a while. How many guys Eli has made into Pro Bowlers? Beckham is another guy that Eli made into a Pro Bowler. Okay? So simple as that, man. This guy needs to go. We need to trade high now and get him out of here this guy's going down the same track as like a Ocho Cinco, all these other little trouble wide receivers that just couldn't, David Boston, all those dudes, man. It's almost like the girl that you tell her, I love you, and she don't tell you back, but she says, let me show you. And then they don't show you shit. That's Beckham right now. Hey, we love you, brother. And this is how you gonna repay us. This is how you gonna thank us. He don't value his craft. He don't value what the Giants bring to him. And he doesn't respect the game of football when you do stuff like this, man. As simple as that, man. That's why nobody in his camp has anything to say, man, because what can you say? All right, as far as the draft, that's all I'm going to say about Beckham. He's a fucking bum. And if any of you guys are going to support this dude, you're a fucking bum. All right? I just want to just leave it like that for Beckham. All right? As far as the draft, hey, sitting at number two, man, we sitting in great shape. I agree with the caller before that talked about Saquon Barkley, once-in-a-lifetime player. We felt that way about Beckham, you know? And guess what? If he just shut his mouth and play football, we'd be good to go. If Saquon Barkley is not there, then I agree. Trade back, but I probably wouldn't trade out of the top 10. And we can still get picks, and we can still get a quality running back. Because I think either of those two running backs out of Georgia will be just as effective with the way we're putting this offensive line together. So we trade back, but not too far back, maybe not past 10 or 11, I think those two running backs from Georgia will still be there, and I think either one of them is going to fit perfectly on our team, right there with Gallman, and you got to keep my boy. You got to keep my boy there, number 26. You got to keep him, the original 26. As far as cleaning house, man, we won three games last year. We won three games last year. A lot of it was injuries. Some of it was people just kind of quit on the team, and the rest of it was bad attitudes. Okay. Injuries heal up, okay? But bad attitudes, you can't fix that. It's only one way to fix that. You got to get rid of them. And then those who are leaders and who are not leaders, like I said, JPP, the run is over. It's done, all right? We don't need Honey Badger. He's an in-the-box safety. We got an in-the-box safety. Hey, his name's Landon Collins. He's a pro bowler. So we don't need another in-the-box safety. We got the best in-the-box safety in the NFL. And let's just kind of get our expectations right. Let's get our
get that line out, Spartacus.
Okay, and then I'm going to take it off. Expectations, we won three games last year, all right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, injuries, quitting, and bad attitudes can be fixed. All you got to do is just release them from the contract. If it ain't guaranteed money, you got to let them go. So we won three games. We bring in Barkley if he's there. If not, you know what? If they want to stay at two and not trade down, I say take Sam Darnold. That's just my opinion. You know, I like what he brings to the table. And I spent a lot of time in California this year, so I got to get really acquainted with what that guy brings to the table. He's the most complete quarterback. You sit him on a bench for a couple of years. Hey, but if not, if Barkley's there, you got to take him. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to continue to listen. Love you guys, man. I know it's been a minute, but that's just my two cents there, man, for what it's worth.
That's what's
Spartacus, for kids, ladies and gentlemen. Spartacus. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. You know. Asim, the champ. By the way, you guys.
Get Asim on. Got to hear from Asim on this.
Yeah. By the way, check us out on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google. We're all over the place, Bleed Blue Show. Asim the Champ, you were supposed to be here earlier, man. Don't know what happened to you, but I'm glad you're here.
Hey, man, I had some things I had to take care of. Had a chance to listen to everybody. I'm sorry, man. Jet said he wasn't going to chop heads. Nah, bro, I got to chop heads because I heard a lot of crazy stuff that ain't make no sense. Chantel, I love you, baby. But DRC's been needing to go. I follow this dude on Instagram. This dude got Power Ranger suits on. He dressed up like the Planet's Peanut Man and think this shit is a game. You 32 years old. You the oldest member in the defensive back room. You supposed to be the leader. You supposed to be the Deion Grant of this team. Get him the hell out of here. And his production dropped off. No interceptions this year and one pass defense in a whole season. Nah, you got to go. Jason, you got to stop being so overly emotional, man. Tom Coughlin had a good run here. 12 years, he won the Super Bowl. yeah, the way ownership did him was a little bit wrong. It could have been done better, but I could care less what the hell he's doing out there in Jacksonville. I don't know what the hell is going on with them other fans worried about what the hell he's doing and how it's affecting the Giants. At the end of the day, they're going to get their shit cleaned up the way that they need to. I got to wholeheartedly agree with Spartacus. That's my man. We vibe on a lot of levels, especially on the basketball, but I got to 100% disagree with you. Odell Beckham is a generational talent. Did he fuck up? Yes, he did, in a major way. But if we all was held to what the hell we did at 24 years of age, where would we be now today? And you're talking about a bum. Orleans Darko is a bum. Bum juice. He's average at best. You don't see a whole bunch of teams beating down his goddamn door for him to sign a contract. He ain't even got no visits from no other team. You cut Beckham today and watch how the teams line up to put him there. I know he had a mishap, but the talent is what the talent is. And if we're going to be sanctimonious about that, we should have did the same shit when LT was coming to the stadium in handcuffs, being escorted by the police the morning of a game after he had coke binges and was fucking 3 or 4 prostitutes in the hotel the night before and coming to the game. Did we care then? Nah, we didn't care because you know why? LT was in that bitch giving you 3.5 sacks, a forced fumble, and 10 tackles a game. So you didn't give a shit what he was doing in his private life. And honestly, if he was playing today in the social media world, he probably wouldn't have been a Giant as long as he was. He just happened to play at the right time where the media wasn't as advanced as it is today. And Barkley, I got to disagree with the math. Barkley, yeah, you saying that everybody's fast. It's not just fast being a running back. It's your vision, your lateral quickness, your agility, all the shit that makes a running back. Yeah, everybody's going to be fast. But if you have a chance to get a generational talent, you get it. We don't know football like Louis Riddick do, or we don't know football like Bill Polian do. And both of them guys said, if you get a chance to take Barkley, if he's at number 2, you take him. Bill Polian built that Buffalo Bills team by drafting Thurman Thomas high. He built. Everybody remember he drafted Peyton Manning, but you forget who he drafted the year after that, Stephen Chris. A guy by the name of Edgerrin James out of the U, number 4 running back. And that man ran the ball. He caught the ball like it was nobody's business. So everybody, all these wannabe experts on all these different mediums and outlets that want to sit back and say you don't take a running back that high, it seemed to be working out damn good for the Jaguars, for the Cowboys, and for the Rams. So why don't you take the running back early? And got to agree with Steve, our host. Do your own research. If you want to, I'm on Twitter. My name is Invisible Bully with a 0 at the end. I put 4 clips up there that they had of the offensive guard that we just signed, Omama. And he went up against Geno Atkins. He went up against Aaron Donald. He had a game up against, I believe, Fletcher Cox. And it was one other game. I can't remember that game. Top of the line interior defensive lineman that he pretty much held his own against. It's one bad clip in those clips. And that's when he gave up a sack to Aaron Donald. And that was Aaron Donald's only play of the game. He was invisible the rest of the game. So just because you never heard of them before don't mean that they're any good. We never heard about Richie Stoibert and Sean O'Hara in 2005. But guess what? They was linchpins to that damn offensive line, that 2007 Super Bowl. So trust the man. Trust his eye for talent. And just let him do his damn job, man. Stop being so emotional, man. Like Kendrick said. Emotional, emotional, emotional. Why are you so emotional? Stop being emotional. Facts, hard data, and the eyes that you have in your head is what you need to judge what's going on and see. Do your research first before you come out being overly emotional and just examine this stuff on the fly because they're not big names.
You know what, man? I've been hearing you for like 5 or 6 years now, man, and I ain't never heard you this hype before. Not even on a Knicks podcast. So you must be into something. So, Steve, is going to be one of those great archive shows. We're going to listen to this 10,000 times over and over again. Woo! Is everybody hyped? You know what it is, though, Sim? I got to say this to Sim, though. Hey, man, you are in I like how you brought it, and everybody for that matter, whether it be Spartacus, Mike, everybody, Ray, because you are at the table with the rest of the family. And this is what it's all about. This is so cool, Steve. 929-477-4171. Big Blue Roundtable is in full freaking effect. I'm going to go ahead and bring this lady on. I know her well. I probably knew her all my life. Hey, big sister.
Yes. I'm here.
I know you want to say something real quick. Go ahead, baby.
Yes, I do. I must be a fucking bum because I stand by OBJ. I'm going to be a fucking bum for the rest of my life. And if they trade him, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. If not for him, we would not have made the fucking playoffs. Yeah, he dropped some balls in the Green Bay, but he was not the only one. You know, it's a team sport game. He's not the only one on the team. You know, and that video, that six-second video, that don't really tell you nothing. If something could have been blacked out on that. I don't believe that shit. And I believe the Giants knew about it and they let it get out there so they could negotiate his contract coming up. That's bullshit. You know, he's never failed a drug test since he's been in the league. Yeah, he do his little things. And I'm going to tell you, Tom Coughlin got to take some credit in that because when that shit went down and the Panthers game, they should have reined his ass in right there. Throat punch that motherfucker right there and straighten him up. But they let it go on. And he is a superstar. So they let him get away with this shit. Now look what's happening. But he has gotten a little bit better. And he's passionate on the field. Yeah, he kicked the net. I probably would have kicked it too. He's trying to win a game. And nobody else is doing nothing on the team but him. But my concern is more about the defense. And I trust Gettleman. I saw what he has done with the Panthers over the years when he was with them, and they may have some locker room stuff, but on that field, them boys played. They played together. And, yes, we have been without leadership for over 5 years now. Nobody on that team has stepped up to the plate. Odell should have been put in check after that Panthers game. But nobody said nothing. Tom Coughlin, nobody. So I'm not putting all the blame on him. Y'all leave my Odell Beckham Jr. alone. You know?
Okay. Thank you, big sister. Appreciate that. Now the rest of the world knows what I know. Don't piss off about any of her men.
But I'm worried about the defense. I'm all about that defense.
I know, baby. Appreciate you coming in. I ain't heard you in a minute. You need to call me sometime. Anyway.
I'm going to see you in June.
Yes, June. June it is. Talk later. All right. Big Blue Roundtable continues. Free agency episode, Steve. Speaking of a Steve. Steve from L.A. In fact, it's actually the website is Giant Fan in L.A. Giant Fans in L.A. One word, L.A. GiantsFansInLA.com. Here's the proprietor. Steve, do your thing, man. You got your 4 minutes. 4 minutes
All right.
going on.
You can just rename me Bump from L.A.
We can do that. Bum.
Boy, I cannot believe we're still litigating Odell Beckham Jr. Look, if you guys want to go 4-12 next year, fine with me. But that you want to get rid of him, you look forward to that. You just had it last year. Why do you think? It was like, it was because of injuries. Yes. What was injury number one? Odell Beckham Jr. Did you notice the first two games? The first game when he was out, their offense couldn't do anything. Notice that when I think he came back the second game, but he basically was limping around. It was a distraction. They couldn't do anything. Notice in the Eagles game, why were they in that game? Because he single-handedly put them in that game. Okay, it's not his fault the defense choked that game away. He single-handedly Shepard had one play. He had the rest of them. He single-handedly turned that game around. And then the defense blew it. Is that his fault? No. Then he gets hurt, and then the team's terrible the rest of the year. Look at that Dallas game. The second Dallas game is almost a mirror of the same Dallas game from last year, from 2016, where it was three quarters of teams not really doing anything, a lot of defense, not much scoring. But the difference was in 2016 – when the Giants needed something, they weren't doing anything. Beckham took a slant, took it to the house, completely changed the game. Now they're up, and game's over, they win. Well, in 2017, Beckham's not on the field. The offense can't do anything, and eventually Dallas was able to break through and pull away. Think how that game would have been different if Beckham was on the field. And, you know, yes, look, I'm not going to sit there and tell you he's as good as Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor is arguably the greatest player, certainly one of the top five players ever in the NFL. Is Beckham there yet? Absolutely not. He's not there. But has he had one of the best starts as a wide receiver in history? Yes, he has. I mean, and he's responsible for them. I mean, so many games he's responsible for them winning. And, you know, I mean, what do you want from the guy? You're gonna, because he's not getting 2,000 yards? Like, is that what you want from him? Like, how much more production do you want out of the guy? Yes, he had a bad playoff game. I'm sorry. It happens to everybody. You know, I mean, I'm trying to think of football. But from baseball, for instance, Barry Bonds was a terrible playoff player until that 2000, I think, two World Series, where all of a sudden he was great.
2002.
You know, but people forget how bad he was before that in the playoffs. And he was bad. And, you know, look. Am I concerned about the video? Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm not going to lie. But it's a 3-second video. What am I going to make out of it? I mean, you know, I'm going to – and what's the worst-case scenario? The worst-case scenario is that was really cocaine there, and he was participating in it, and we didn't see it. That's the worst-case scenario, I would argue, right? Okay. And we're saying don't compare him to Lawrence Taylor, who actually we know did cocaine all the time while he was with prostitutes. So – what do you think Beckham did worse? Was he selling it? Is that what you think? I mean, I don't, you know, it's like Lawrence Taylor, you can't, you know, he's, and he is great, by the way, don't get me wrong. It's like, oh, you can't compare to Lawrence Taylor because Beckham might have done something almost as bad as we know Lawrence Taylor did. Okay. Huh? That's fine.
No. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to quickly shift to the draft. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. You know, Eli's 37. They got a plan for the future. They're really good quarterbacks on the board. If there's a guy that they think is a quarterback of the future, I don't care. They got to take him. I know Barkley's great. I'm sure he'd be great if they picked him. There are other guys that are great. But this is something that's not going to affect the team just next year, but it's going to affect them for the next 10 to 15 years. They have a chance to fix it. I mean, it's something they're going to have to deal with. Maybe they won't have to deal with it next year, maybe not in 2 years, but they will have to deal with it very soon. It's the most important part of their team. They have an opportunity that they'll probably never have again to deal with it now. They ought to deal with it now. That's what I think. I'm not going to be upset if they take Barkley. I'm not going to be angry. I'm sure he'll be a great player, but I think they need to go quarterback, and that's all I got to say.
Gotcha. But can we switch that to Bum in L.A., or are we going to stay with Steve? Well, never mind. GiantsFansInLA.com. That's Steve from L.A. Whoa. Steve, man. I mean, my Steve. Azul. I think everybody, I think this is, golly, gasoline, man. Kerosene. What is going on here, man? There's something in the air. It's powerful. It's palatable. It's crazy. But I love it. This is what Giant fans are supposed to do. They're supposed to vent this way, and they're supposed to be angry, and they're supposed to be brass, which I don't think these guys have been brass so far today. I think it's just been a matter of expressing your opinion in the correct blue way you're supposed to, and I think we've got a great show because of it. We got a caller, the number ending 8830. Is that it? Who's on the line?
Peace and blessings.
What?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
My man. Uh-oh. Go ahead, Stitt. Without further ado, give it to us.
What's going on, man?
Oh yeah,
yo, we want to hear
man?
From you. Everything's
hey,
going
well.
On, man. You got the
well.
Odell Beckham Jr. and Instagram thing. You got
all
Giants
got
free agency going
is,
on. NFL. What? Talk to us. Talk to us,
man. All I got to say is, Asim took most of the whole fire out. I mean, Asim just kind of laid it out, just the way I just got to just spam the exclamation mark point on it. Bam, like you know. Come on, man. I can understand the Odell, the little worries. I can understand that. He's a young man. But the man is just a generational talent, man. Just that once in a blue. I mean, the man, he is the man. I'm not gonna lie. And Odell, if you know the law, you need to look into the law. Don't agree to nothing. Don't admit to nothing. That is not a joint. I ain't see you hit shit. Okay? I ain't see you hit shit. It was moving around. I ain't see you sniff nothing. So, okay? You don't admit to nothing. It's your right. So, leave it at that. And Sid made a point. When everybody knew damn freaking the organization had to know, you know, LT was smoking crack. You got to be smoking crack to be murdering people out there and can't even feel it like that, man. I mean, come on. It explains it all. You know? Shoot, Michael Irvin was doing lines of coke up in the club room and doing all these crazy stuff. They knew that. Some players got caught, some didn't.
Yeah, he was.
You know, some players got caught, some didn't. Shoot, I know, you know, Dion party like a mug. Andre Rison and them party like a mug. I mean, there's stories that just haven't gotten out there, fellas. Is that don't act like everybody is saints out here. It's just one dude that's just a little overhyped. You know, he hates to lose. You know what I'm saying? He's very emotional, and he will that thing will get under control. It will. It happens. You got to get old. You got to get wise. You got to tighten up. It happens, man. I've seen it all. Shoot, Chris Carter used to party, man. You know his story. Come on, man. Let's not act like it. Warren Sapp. Do we all forget? Come on. It goes on and on and on. You know, I just see a lot of people jumping on his kids because you're emotional, man. You're very personal. Some people get personal about Odell, man. You're not going to get that kind of talent. You pair that talent up with a Saquon Barkley, and everything is working out, and everybody is, and you get some leaders in the room. That's why Jonathan Stewart got picked up. We need leaders. That's why DRC got let go. We need leaders. You know what I'm saying? You got to get people that's in there that's going to motivate these players to do their job and say, we're going to win some Super Bowls out here, man. The team we had before that, prior team we had before that, we lost that. We lost the leaders, and we have bozos in the room, man. You can't have bozos in the room and think we gonna be successful. No, we had a bunch of bozo Instagram kings and divas and all that stuff, man. You got to get it in order. You know, so with this, what they're doing now, they got a general manager that don't play the game. They got some coaches that's really going to come in here and coach something that knows quarterbacks, that knows what they have. We're not going quarterback. We might already have one, but you don't tell people what you have if you're a coach. You let it happen. We might have those linemen already if you knew your personnel, like we already pointed out last year. They didn't know who they had. We got studs on the team. Let it play out. You know, that's what they got the coaches and the general manager there for. Gettleman is doing his job. We might go ahead and pick up Saquon Barkley, the best thing on the board. And he's and shit, just like the Sim said, agility, field vision. All that stuff, he has the total package, hands, blocking, everything. And you get a veteran with Stewart back there to get in there and get in these kids' heads and show them how to get nitty and gritty. Come on, man. Let's not be stupid. Like your boy said, man, do your homework. Don't put no emotions in this shit. It's football and business. Don't mix it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell folks, I don't cling on to players. I don't cling on to none of that shit. Eli, get it too if I see he needs to get it. Right now, I'm giving him a chance because he got a coach, a quarterback coach that's going to be out there and showing him where his flaws is at and picking up, getting some linemen and making sure this man has some time and get some play action going and the running game being respected so defenses can be honest and we can start moving the ball. Come on, man. We already knew it was coaching, man. So let's let this thing play out. Let's not get emotional.
The one and only O. The one and only O, man. Brings it each and every time. My man Robbie wanted to call in. He can't. He said he's working. He's on his shift. But he did text in Steve from @everythingnyg. He writes, love the Ogletree signing. Love the Soldier signing. The Stewart signing will be nice as a mentor role, and the Kareem Martin could work out. He's shown flashes. Patrick, OG, will plug and play. They paved the way for Leonard Fournette on the right side. Still hoping they re-sign Fluka, but Seattle may nab him. So, hey, good conversation there. Good conversation there. That's Robbie at Everything NYG. Okay, the caller whose number ends in 8100, you are on the Bleed Blue Show.
Hello. This is Star Child from the Motor City, Detroit, representing.
What's your name again? Say it again.
This is Star Child.
Star Child?
Yeah.
Okay, spit your fire. Spit your fire, man. What you know the topics already that we're going over?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been listening to this nonsense and this madness, man. Listen, I'm from Detroit, but I'm a diehard Steeler fan. So I'm going to say that y'all Big Blue, your New York Giants fans are real delusional, you know.
Why is that?
I've been listening to a couple of callers. He was talking about we need to get Sam Darnold or whatever. I'm like, man, since when has the USC Trojans produced any type of quarterback that was worth something? I mean, you have to go back to what? Carson Palmer? Maybe even like I guess Rodney Pete, but that's real old school. You know, he did a little something. He was in Detroit for a minute. But the thing is that you all are so emotional that you all are clamoring. You are the Giants fans of the Big Blue Nation. It was surprising to me last year when you all decided to bench Eli Manning and you all threw a hissy fit. Now, I understand that there's, like, an emotional tie to Manning because, you know, he won you a couple of Super Bowls. And mind you, we all know that it wasn't because of Eli Manning. It was because of the pieces around him. But, I mean, when you all take just had a fit, when they all decided, like, well, you know, maybe we can give Geno a shot, see what he can come in here and do because, you know, see what he can do. Because the team wasn't going anywhere. So you all had to, like, look toward the future. And when you mentioned, well, maybe we should, you know, break Eli's streak like he's an Iron Man like Brett Favre and put somebody else in, man, y'all act like the damn sky was falling. You all just started crying and went, oh, my God, this bitch is Eli Manning. Like, he's a Hall of Famer or something. The thing is that If the New York Giants and the people in Blue Nation think that Eli Manning is a capable quarterback that can't be benched because he's having a bad game, then you all have no clue what a quarterback is. The thing is that, you know, matter of fact, as I look back through history, you know, I can kind of understand and relate because when did the Giants ever have a quarterback worth something anyway? I'm going back to, I mean, give me a few names if I can't think of them, but I've been watching football since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. So I remember the Phil Simms, the Jeff Hostetlers. You know, I can't even think of any more, but, I mean, you know, those were real quarterbacks? Come on. Now, as far as the Odell Beckham thing is that – go ahead.
No, you continue. Go ahead. If you want to clock, man, go ahead.
Right. So the thing is that, you know, Odell is kind of he's sort of like a demon. He kind of reminds me of Terrell Owens, but he is not as, you know, I mean, I don't want to put them in the same, boat, but they're sort of similar. Like, you know, they just like attention. And pretty much since Odell knows that he's pretty much the face of the franchise, that he can just get away and do what he wants to do. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, he's sort of like a kid. He hasn't grown up yet. So, I mean, I can give him a pass, you know, but the thing is that everything he does, he has to put, you know, everything on social media. And, I mean, you know, I don't think that that's smart. I don't know where he's getting his advice from. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know.
He's gone, I think. All right, last call is coming up on the Bleed Blue show here. Caller ending in 5446. Is this Dominic? I'm not sure.
Yes, my friend, it is.
Oh, man, I wanted to be right.
Dominic.
What's up?
What up, Dom?
Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, you know what, Steve? I got to cut off my alerts because I get all your alerts on Facebook, and I heard y'all talking about the Giants. I'm going to keep it brief because, you know, I'm not a Giants fan. But the thing I like about what the Giants are doing is they got our boy from Carolina to be the GM. He's a defensive-minded guy. The Giants was always built on defense, but the Giants was also built on the ground and pound and having a good running game. Though I'm not a Giants fan, I know the Giants. I'm from New York. You can't pass up a guy. I heard all the arguments in the last 40 minutes of the Barkley. You know how I feel, Steve, because I brought this up on one of our Knicks shows. You can't pass on a guy like this. You talk about, especially my boy Sim, you talk about the eye test and doing your research. You know I watch all the Penn State games. I'm a Penn State guy. Here's a guy that had almost 4,000 yards rushing in 3 years, almost 2,000 yards receiving, and you're getting a quality individual. I listened to all the stories about Cromartie wearing the Power Rangers underwear and Odell Beckham in hotels. Don't you want a guy like this moving forward? Nobody's saying he has to be the face of your franchise, but he's not a bad piece to have on your franchise moving forward. And the Jonathan Stewart thing, this plays a – this the Giants should be looking at Barkley now, because why did you bring Stewart? If you're going to get Stewart, he did the same thing with McCaffrey in Carolina. He groomed this kid. He was with this kid. The Giants are going to go back to being the Giants you guys always loved. They're going to have the D. They get Barkley. They're going to be able to ground and pound, take some pressure off of Eli, because – let's be honest, guys, he ain't got many good days left. But if he could at least have that running back to take some of the pressure off him, he may last two more years. I'm not saying he's a Brett Favre and he's going to play till he's 102 years old. No. But going forward, if this kid is available at two and you pass on him and trade down and get some quarterback that's 4 years out of being NFL ready, you're blowing a golden opportunity, guys. Again, I go back to Steve Garfield. I'm not a Giants fan. I watch the Giants. I follow them. I'm a New York guy. But I don't see it. I haven't heard anybody on the line. I've been on the line for a while. First, I was listening to it on my phone on Facebook. I haven't heard nobody say why you wouldn't take this guy. If your goal is to – well, we don't need a running back. That's not right. You guys follow the Giants better than me. I know y'all ain't got no running game.
No, we don't. We can't. The idea is, I gotta slow you down really quick, Dom. And the reason for it is, I apologize, my bro, but we getting ready to lose time.
Right.
And we gotta roll out. I appreciate you, though, man. I appreciate you calling in, and you gotta call in earlier, man, so we can hear you because you're dialing.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I was just listening, Godfather. That's all.
Gotcha. All right, bro. Well, listen. This is spirited dialogue. This has been probably the most fiery show we've had in a very long time. Just about everybody from The Worm, Ray, Chantel, Jason from Big Blue Arizona, Steve from GiantsFans@LA.com, not the other one, G6, Lou, The Mask, Spartacus, Mike Black, The Film, Doris, Starkow, Big O, everybody, and you, of course, Dominic. Everybody spit their fire. I appreciate that. We got to continue this. This is not over. We're probably going to have to deem this part one. And, I know. But there's a lot more to say. But we can't go around like we normally do. So I had to shout you out and let you know that, hey, you are definitely, you got to always come to the barbecue every night on Thursday night so we can do this the right way. Steve, I want you to take it home, Steve Azu. Hey, listen. Have you ever heard? Hey, this is going to be archived forever, bro. This is the big one. So, hey, peace and love. Steve, take it, bro.
Yeah, thank you for all the stakeholders on the dialogue. Like Chris said, all the names. Definitely, it's great to be back as far as back into the action, talking sports every day during the week. Check out all the episodes on our platform, BleedBlueShow.com. This episode will be on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. And I can't stress it enough, the stakeholder spotlights. Share those great episodes. Share the great content from those fans. Those great fans have their stories, have a great intellect, knowledge of the sport, life in general. Just give those guys a listen. Give a guys a share. Share it on your social media. That's all we ask for out of the Bleed Blue shows, man. Just share the content of these great stakeholders here to talk football, hockey, basketball, baseball, you name it, man. We'll be back next Thursday continuing the dialogue here in the offseason as we get ready for other stuff, Chris. It's been a fun episode with all the great stakeholders from the Big Blue Roundtable.
Hey, listen, man. Come on back, y'all, and let's do this again because this is where you're supposed to be. This is the cookout. Steve Azul, Sangre Azul.
We'll have to push it up to 2 hours. Sangre Azul.
Yeah, we will. We will. Yes, we will.
Can you dig it?
Around that All right,
can
please.
You dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.